Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Talk to Ray LaHood, the former GOP member of Congress, our U.S. Secretary of Transportation in the Obama administration. He, a Republican, the only, as I recall, secretary in Barack Obama's cabinet. Ray, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
I am good, John, and it was wonderful of you to come to the event honoring George Manius. That was terrific.
Wasn't that nice? Yeah. Well, so really nice of you. George Manius is the shoeshine proprietor in Peoria who has a special spot in Peoria's heart, and on the anniversary of his, well, it was actually maybe the announcement of his early retirement, if you will, they had a party celebrating him. And you were one of the keynote speakers, and you were kind enough to call me up. I was not scheduled to speak, and I ran up there and said a few words. But that was real nice of you, Ray.
Well, you know, John, you have a special place in the hearts of people in Central Illinois. I told your producer, I don't know if your listeners care much about what we think in Central Illinois, but I'm glad you do.
I do. I still got family and friends there. And, Ray, I thought that was a really nice piece that you and Jim Nolan authored. I've read some of his writing about these sorts of things in the past,
right. But
I was glad to see your name on this as well. And if I may, I just want to quote you to you here. You guys wrote, last year, citizens cast around 70,000 more votes statewide for Republican rather than Democratic candidates for the Illinois House. The results? Democrats won 78 seats, the GOP 40. In the state Senate, it was Democrat 40, Republican 19. Such is the state of our gerrymandered democracy in Illinois. This was accomplished by packing Republican voters into nearly pure GOP districts and by contorting the remainder of districts. Some districts look like dangling earrings and beer can openers, so the Democrats would win. All this in a state where the Illinois Constitution in two places specifically requires that districts be compact, contiguous, and substantially equal in population. And later in your op-ed, you point to those three critical factors and say none of these apply by virtue of the districts we have today. And you conclude with sustained, unchallenged, one-party control by any party has never been healthy. It breeds corruption, policy, overreach, and so on. Boy, don't we know that, huh, Ray?
We really do, and one-party rule does not work, John. It didn't work when Republicans controlled everything, and it certainly does not work when Democrats control. And you look at the trials that are either going on or going to take place, we know that 30 years of one speaker from one party simply does not work. It does not really benefit the citizen, the common ordinary citizens of Illinois in their ability to really be represented by, you know, people from their own communities. I mean, as an example, no one knows who Ryan Spain is, but he was a state represented Peoria. His district now goes completely out of Peoria. They kept his home in North Peoria, but he goes way north. Darren LaHood's district, which was once represented by Bob Michael and myself, Peorians, he was drawn out of Peoria and goes all the way to the Wisconsin border.
Yeah.
This is just simply not the correct way of doing it, and that's what the Constitution says.
Yeah, and I saw your son's new district and thought, wait, he's like Rockford's congressman? That made no sense to me. But in fact,
exactly,
he is. You know, it's funny, too, because you talk about the corruption of one party having too much power for too long. The reason Ed Burke is in hot water right now, the Democrat champion in Chicago, is because they were after allegedly corrupt Mike Madigan. But they went
exactly
fishing for Madigan, and Ed Burke pretty much threw himself into the net.
Exactly. For sure. And if you watch the trial that's going on, it's very clear that, you know, one-party rule just does not work. There needs to be a check and balance.
How does the
John,
court...
when I got...
Go ahead, Ray.
Go ahead.
Make that point.
No, I was just going to say this. When I got elected in 94, Republican majority, after Democrats controlled the House for 40 years, Republicans won control because Gingrich nationalized the congressional elections and people were fed up with one-party rule. And that really could have happened in Illinois after Madigan's downfall, except for the fact that legislators picked their own districts rather than, you know, drawing them compact and contiguous.
You say there's software that can do that now. And how is it then that the courts or somebody hasn't ruled that what we have is wrong?
Well, John, if you look at the Illinois Supreme Court, it is controlled by Democrats. And for years, Madigan funded a lot of these candidates so that when the issue of maps came up, they would lean in favor of the Democrats who drew the maps. And but clearly now, if there was a challenge to these maps, I believe that the Supreme Court, even though it's, I think it's maybe 7-3 or 5-3 or there's only 9. But anyway, there's just a few Republicans on there. Clearly, they have to look at the Constitution and read what we put in our op-ed, compact and contiguous, yeah, not drawn by legislators.
You know, the problem, though, I brought this up with my Mincing Rascals pal. I said, why don't we just set the example for the rest of the country and do what's right? And they said, if we do, and I'm speaking more about congressional districts, but I suppose they would all go together, then we are ceding control of the House because as gerrymandered as Illinois is, so too are Republican states to their advantage. Ohio's a great example of that. So I could see us all having a compact saying, okay, we all jump together. But if Illinois did the right thing, they would be almost cutting off their nose because the Republicans won't be doing that in their gerrymandered states. What about that, Ray?
Yeah. Well, look, at the point is, if the Supreme Court made the right ruling and based it on the Constitution, then no party can draw their own maps to suit them. And it would be a loud, long message that the Constitution prevails. The way the Constitution prevailed in the ruling that Vice President Pence made when he said that Joe Biden won the election, the Constitution has to be the defining moment and defining document that really sets the record straight. And every state rep and every senator and every Supreme Court justice swears to defend and uphold the Constitution. That's why Pence's ruling was so important. It maintained the Constitution, and that's why I believe that, you know, even if Republicans were to take control, they would have to abide by the Constitution.
Are you therefore disappointed that the Speaker of the House of Representatives will not concede that Joe Biden was legitimately elected and that, in fact, he voted to keep George Santos in the House so he'll have that Republican vote?
I think that's going to come back to haunt him, John. That was a terrible, terrible vote on his part and a terrible acknowledgement on his part in terms of saying that, you know, he was a part of a group of lawyers that tried to defend Trump and, yeah, you know, keep him in office. And, you know, in my opinion, that doesn't suit very well for him being Speaker.
One last point that I want to make sure I understand, Ray. You guys wrote last year, citizens cast around 70,000 more votes statewide for Republican rather than Democrat candidates for the Illinois House. I can't believe that. That's shocking to me. If there must be something to that fact that I'm not putting my finger on, it's a Democrat.
John, if you state. Well, here's the thing: 102 counties in Illinois.
Yeah.
Every county south of Interstate 80.
Yeah.
Is Republican. Goes Republican in huge majorities.
Yeah. But more people live north of I-80, so I don't mind us being a Democrat leaning state. But
they didn't vote, John.
Well, maybe. Go ahead, Ray.
No. My point would be they didn't vote in as large a numbers as the Republicans did in downstate Illinois.
Yeah, but we elected a Democrat governor, too. I mean, there must be some consensus that Illinois is, in fact, a Democrat state, whatever that means. But
Oh, there's a consensus. There's no question about that. Every statewide office is Democratic, and the legislature is overwhelmingly Democratic. There's no question about that. We are a Democratic state, in part because of the way we draw our maps.
And I don't like that either, Ray. Would like to see the whole country change that. And I think what you put in the paper today is really well stated. Thank you for your time, and
thank you for your company.
Last time, next time, are you in Peoria a lot, Ray? Is that where you hang out now?
Yeah, we're in Peoria a lot. Yep, okay. We sure are. And I'm on the Bradley board. I'm serving on other. I'm trying to help my community. I came back to give back to Peoria that gave so much to me, and we love it here. Peoria is a great, Central Illinois is a great area, as you know. And Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Ray LaHood's the former GOP congressman and U.S. Secretary of Transportation under President Obama.